Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified.
"It's a ghost,"
they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them,
"Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid."
"Lord, if it's you,"
Peter replied,
"tell me to come to you on the water."
"Come,"
he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out,
"Lord, save me!"
Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him.
"You of little faith,"
he said,
"why did you doubt?"
And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying,
"Truly, you are the Son of God."
Besides myself in a boat, both small and light, pushed off for Gennesaret in the first watch of the night. But a storm blew up at midnight, coming hard down on the prow. We started losing headway, shipping water stern and bow. When someone shouted loud, "Hey, look to starboard on the sea!" The men screamed out in terror at the form we all could see. A man was walking on the water, and we trembled, cried, and prayed. But he stopped and turned and spoke to us, "It is I, don't be afraid." I shouted out to Jesus, "If it's you, then call to me, and tell me now to come to you and walk across the sea." Without a second's thought, he looked at me and answered, "Come." My insides turned to water, my mind went blank and numb. I climbed across the gunwale, looking straight into his eyes. But long before I reached his side, the wind began to rise, and I forgot him in an instant, and I sank just like a stone. I cried out, "Jesus, save me!" And his hand was on my own. "He said, what made you doubt my word? Have you been this long with me without knowing what you heard?" We climbed into the boat, and all at once the wind was gone. The sea turned calm and gentle, the day began to dawn. We knelt amazed and worshipped him for the power he displayed. For all that we had seen had left us wondering and dismayed. It was not till after Pentecost I could really understand. But even when I doubted him, he did not let go my hand.